Good morning, everybody. We are back here on the mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. And it is Thursday, and it is 10-10, so that means we have our guest on, as we do every Thursday. We have Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing today? It's nice to see the sun. I just wish it was providing a little more warmth. Yeah. Put extra straw. Give him a doggy sweater as well. And help him stay warm. But otherwise, the best possible solution at that point, in my opinion, is just bring him inside.
In a couple hours, they ought to go out and check it because it's just very, very cold out.
Anything that was water last night, they said it flash freezed basically. It froze quick.
Sure did. So anyway, let's hope that everyone is taking care of their pets in this weather, and by this weekend they'll be out romping and playing because it's going to be lovely.
It's supposed to be 70 on Monday. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, we have some fun adoptions that we've had this past week. We've had some new members coming into the shelter that aren't quite ready for adoption, but they will be. But it's always ever changing at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
We are kind of right now in need of some food for our animals. We don't need any dry cat food, but we are running very low on dry dog food and canned dog food and canned cat food. And it just kind of happens to us, you know, at Christmas time, we get all these lovely donations, and we've got oodles of food, and then about this time, we start running out. So if someone is maybe wanting to do something special for Valentine's Day for the shelter, bringing us out some dog food and canned cat food, which very much be appreciated. So I kind of wanted to get that out there really fast and see if we can get some extra food for our pets. The other fun thing that's just happened at the shelter is ICC second-year vet nursing students came out and spent a couple of days at the shelter, and they did all the vaccinations, they wormed, they examined all of our adult dogs. And we've never had this happen before, but, we are kind of down in numbers, so therefore it's more of an affordable thing for them to do money-wise and time-wise. So what this has allowed us to do, and this, like I said, this doesn't happen very often, all the animals now in the shelter have been vaccinated. So we can start putting them together and let them have playtime together. And that's not something that we do on a regular basis because we don't put dogs together that have not been vaccinated. So now everyone's cleared and we can start working on that training. When people come out and say, well, how is this dog with other dogs? Well, we can actually say, well, they play well, or they had to have a timeout.
Right.
They don't play well, but it gives us so much more information and it helps socialize these dogs. So that is a big thank you to the vet tech program there at ICC, and it was a good experience for those students too. They got the experience of working with the animals, and so that was a win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And another thing I wanted to bring out that you guys just posted on your Facebook page yesterday, I do believe, you guys are having an adoption fair in conjunction with the CCC Theater Department.
Again, this is a first. And it's just in the little puppy that they have featured, his litter mates are still, we still have three more of his litter mates at the shelter. And, of course, they're all open and ready for adoption. But yeah, I think it's really, really, really wonderful because they're going to feature this little puppy during the play, and then we're also going to have some of our other animals out there. So, again, the exposure for these animals to hopefully get adopted. I did have a note about the play. It is the 28th, 29th, and March 1st. The show does have some strong language in it, so it's really recommended for a more mature audience of 16 and older. So I thought I better put that in there because I don't want people to think it's, like 101 Dalmatians type thing. Because apparently it's more for an adult audience. But still, we are tickled to death that they've thought about us. They're using one of the shelter animals, and I'm sure this will guarantee some adoptions. I certainly hope so.
Absolutely. So that's a great thing that you guys are doing with in conjunction with the CCC Theater Department, having that adoption fair on March 1st from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. So be sure to get out there. So
yeah, you've got even more information to pass out. But yes, that was an exciting thing for us to do. So we had a lot of good things going on Facebook page. I noticed that one of our workers was able to get in and get some really neat pictures of these dogs that I'm getting ready to talk about. So if you're listening and one of these animals sound interesting to you, we have on Facebook, go CFA, Cottesville Friends of Animals, and you can see the pictures of these dogs. And we have three cats. That's all we have right now. They're all adults. They're not ready for adoption yet because they just come into us. But by this weekend, we will have four cats that it will be available for adoption if someone is looking for an adult cat. Boy, this has never happened, but I don't have much to say about cats. But it's a good thing because we've lowered our adoption fee, and we feel like that has really helped these cats be adopted because sometimes they, you know, you'll see in the paper, you'll see advertised free kittens. So therefore, they know they can go out and find a free kitten. And to come in and pay an adoption fee, sometimes they're not willing to do that. So by lowering it, I do think it's helped with the adoptions. And our cats are vaccinated. They're healthy. I mean, it's a good situation. And they have a wonderful home to go to. So
absolutely.
That's all I have on the cats and the puppies I just talked about. We have Brooke, Lily, River, and Dewey, and they're about 10 weeks old. They are super cute. They're a small little terrier mix, just precious. If you guys have seen the poster of the one, well, that's kind of what they look like, too. So I bet this helps get those little puppies adopted. And I'm ready to talk about the big dogs. So we still have some familiar names that you're going to hear, but I'm sure we're going to maybe someone will listen and say, yeah, you know, maybe I better go out and look at. And I'm going to start with the one that's kind of high on my list right now, and that's Bucky. Bucky is a black lab mix. He's about 8 to 9 weeks old, month old, sorry. He's super sweet. He's got that beautiful lab black fur. He's got a little white on his chest. He's very well behaved, walks very nicely on a leash, just hasn't been selected yet. So,
and I'm looking at his picture. He's so sweet looking.
He is. He is a sweet. I was out working, doing my weekend volunteer a couple of weeks ago, and I worked with him, and I said, oh, I told Brad, I said, oh, my gosh, this is a nice dog. Just, you know, he's not jumping up on you, and he's very well marked, that beautiful fur. So I'm hoping that Bucky will find his forever home before too long. The other one is Weston. He's been with us for a while. He's also a black lab mix. He's a hefty boy. He's ready to have fun. He's about 2 years old and is a male. We have Larry, Curly, and Moe, 3 months old, 3 to 4 months old brindle. They're mixed puppies. Now, one of these was just adopted, and I can't remember if it was Moe or Curly. And there's a picture of him on Facebook where the new owner was driving away with him, and he has his face, you know, right in the camera, and it is precious.
Aww.
He just has this look on his face like, thank God I'm free. I mean, it is a precious picture. So one of those three pups has, you know, they're no longer available. Another neat one is Spencer. He's white and brown. He's 5 years old. He's a neutered male. He is a pit bull. Clark, lab mix, brown with some white on his chest. He's about a two-year-old male. And then we have Charlie and Rory, and they have been with us for a while. They're about 4 months old. They're lab terrier mixes. They're mostly black with a little white. They're both females, even though they're I always get tickled because I read to the last and I go, oh, by the way, they're females, Charlie and Rory. But Yodi is very sweet and very cute, a mixed breed brindle with some white on his chest and neck. Balo is the one that was found at Roosevelt Drive. He's about 2 years old. He's chunky. He's a big boy. He's a lab and something else. We're not sure what, but he's a beautiful gray brindle, just and very sweet, and he does know some commands. He's a gorgeous dog. Knight and Dayla, beautiful, super, super sweet brindles. They're about a year old, one male, one female. They're gorgeous and ready to go home. Gage, now that's a name that's been with us for a while. Gage is a Heeler Terrier mix. He's a male. He's about 9 months old. high energy. He's got a lot of energy with that healer in him and the terrier, so he'd need to have, you know, someone that's willing to walk with him and play with him and interact and take care of some of that energy. So he's white with some brown speckles on his leg and his face. Ariel and Tana. Ariel is a beautiful reddish brown and white Australian Shepherd and Peter mix. Tana is a gray and white gorgeous pit. They're both females. They keep their kennel clean, and boy, that's a biggie for people. You know, is how do they handle their kennel? But they keep their kennel clean, and they've been they're about 2 years old. And would make great dogs.
Oh, my. I'm looking at Tonga right now, and just these sweet eyes. It's like if I could adopt all of them, I would. They're so sweet.
They are. They're good dogs, and the fact that we can interact with them and have them in and out, I think, makes them more adoptable and more social. So I'm going to speak about Sparky, and I don't know that Sparky's picture's there. Sparky came in as a surrender. He was adopted from us when he was just a puppy. He's only about a year old now. He's a terrier mix. He's already neutered. He's up on his shots. And the situation is such they were an older couple, and Sparky, being about a year old and a terrier, still has lots of energy. And I think they were just thinking he's really more dog than they can handle. So they brought him back to us, and this is a super, super dog. He's gorgeous. His ears stand up straight. He's 25 to 30 pounds. He's not going to get any larger. He's housebroken. He is kennel trained. He was kept in the house most of the time. I mean, he was, you know, their loving pet, but some health issues have made them a little unstable on their feet, and they were just afraid he might jump on them and knock them down. So they made it. It was a hard decision. It was a sad day when they brought him in.
But right.
It was the right thing to do, because we will work very, very hard to find Sparky another loving home. And gosh, you know, how often do you get a dog that's up on the shots and he's neutered and he's housebroken and kennel trained? So please come out and check out Sparky if you're looking for a dog that has lots of benefits, because that would be Sparky.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like he's, like you said, has a lot of energy with him.
Yeah.
So,
you know, he's year old and 25 to 30 pounds. He's not going to be larger, but still, that's a lot of energy bouncing around.
Oh, yeah, and he's basically still a puppy if you want to get down to it. I mean, he's still got that puppy energy, you know.
Right. And people just don't think about that, you know, it takes a year to 2 years to get this puppy stage out of their system.
Exactly.
So, you know, sometimes maybe when you're a little bit older, it is wiser to get an older pet, because that level of energy is gone. But, anyway, like I said, it was felt really bad for them, because it was a hard decision to make, but the right one. And then the last two that I have is Romeo and Juliet. They just have come; they're new to the shelter. Romeo is a gorgeous brown, red, white Aussie mix. He's a little timid right now, but it's just because he's so overwhelmed being in that shelter. You know, it's all new to him.
Right.
He's around 2 years old. He did come in with Juliet. Beautiful Merrill female Aussie mix. She's got this gorgeous gray coat with spotted with black and white. She is, well, they're both pretty. I mean, they're pretty in their own way. They're just gorgeous dogs. She has two different colored eyes. They're both very loving and would make someone lovely, lovely pets. And that's the crew for today. We've got some new names. We've got some names that are still with us, and fingers crossed, maybe next week they won't be. But we are there every afternoon, except for Monday afternoons. That's our deep clean day. But the rest of the week, we are there from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. The phone number is 620-252-6060. We are located right across the street from the water waste treatment plant. Call us. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't get off till 5. We make arrangements to meet people if they want to come in and look at these animals. And we appreciate all the donations that have been coming in, and the way the community's embraced us, and we just want that to continue. And Valentine's coming up. Like I said, if you want to do something sweet and wonderful for someone else, then bring some dog food out for us, and we'd appreciate it.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you very much for coming on today, telling us about all the great dogs. And also, be sure to check out their Facebook page. They have pictures of the dogs there, too. And they're so sweet looking when they're looking at the camera. Those eyes, man, it always get me.
Yes, we have one of our workers is Angie, and she is fantastic at taking video. She talks to them, and it's so they recognize your voice. So she can kind of get them to interact on these on the videos. And I think that, that too, has helped with the adoptions because they can actually kind of see the dogs, you know, and the cats. But she goes in and talks to the cats, and she does a great job. So we're real happy. We've had a lot of adoptions since the beginning of the year, and we just want this to continue the whole year. So.
Absolutely. Well, again, Becky, thank you very much for coming on today, and
all right.
I hope you have a great day.
Well, you do the same. Thank you.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. That was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We love having her on every week talking about all the great animals out there. Get on out there and check out all the animals out there. I bet you can find you a great pet. All right. It is 10:26. We need to take a break. When we come back, we will have open line once again. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.